From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Brazil's Senate Wednesday launched a debate ahead of a vote on whether to suspend President Dilma Rousseff and open an impeachment trial against her. The 81-member upper house opened the debate around 1,300 hours GMT, with the vote expected late Wednesday night or early Thursday. Ms. Rousseff is alleged to have violated fiscal rules in the lead-up to her re-election in 2014. She denies any wrongdoing.
Eu me sinto injustiçada, sim. Eu sou vítima.
Ms. Rousseff, in addressing hundreds of supporters in Rio de Janeiro, said she is a victim of injustice, but she's also a fighter and a victim who will never give up. Meanwhile, her attorney general Tuesday asked the Supreme Court to annul the proceedings, insisting they're politically motivated. A car bombing claimed by the Islamic State jihadist group killed at least 64 people Wednesday at a market in the Shiite area of Baghdad. It's the single deadliest attack this year in the capital. The blast comes as the government is locked in a political crisis that some have warned could undermine the fight against IS. The bombing hit the Sadr City area of northern Baghdad around 10 a.m. local time, and killing at least 64 people and wounding 82 others, according to officials there. Clashes erupted in Bangladesh Wednesday after the execution of a top Islamist leader, heightening tension in the country that's reeling from a string of killings of secular and liberal activists. Mahathir Rahman Nizami is a leader of the Jamaat-e-Islami party. He was hanged at a Dhaka jail late Tuesday for the massacre of intellectuals during the 1971 independence war with Pakistan. This is VOA News. Kenya said Wednesday it had set aside $10 million to help fund the closing of the world's largest refugee camp that's home to around 350,000 mostly Somali refugees, citing security fears. Kenya hosts around 600,000 refugees, some who have lived in the country for a quarter of a century. On Friday, an Interior Ministry official announced a plan to refuse new refugee arrivals and to shut the Dadaab camp on the Kenya-Somali border. Nearly 150 people, and including 11 children under the age of six, have died in military detention in Nigeria's northeast this year. That's according to a new report from Amnesty International. Amnesty said the children, including four babies, were among 149 reported deaths of prisoners held at the Giwa Barracks. That's a notorious detention facility in the city of Maiduguri that rights groups have criticized in the past. Meanwhile, Nigeria's military disputes Amnesty's findings. The son of a former prime minister of Pakistan returned from Afghanistan Wednesday, a day after he was rescued from al-Qaeda-linked kidnappers in a military operation. A special Pakistani aircraft brought Ali Haider Gilani back from Kabul and landed at the airport in Lahore, where family members received him amid tight security. A joint U.S.-Afghan counterterrorism commando operation recovered Gilani from an al-Qaeda compound in Patika province that borders Pakistan in a pre-dawn raid Tuesday. Gilani thanked the U.S. forces who helped him.
I would also like to thank the U.S. forces, which at the critical moments of my release provided me with shelter, food, and medical care.
Gilani was abducted at gunpoint during an election rally in his southern hometown of Multan 3 years ago. Sri Lanka's government announced Wednesday an investigation into allegations that police were sexually abusing suspects and still using torture 7 years after the end of the island's civil war. The UN human rights official Juani Mendez said earlier this month that he had found credible evidence of detainees being tortured and disappearances since the end of the war in 2009. Italy has arrested 13 Somalis accused of being part of a network which held migrants hostage on their arrival in Sicily to extort money for the trip to northern Europe. An 8-month investigation in Catania uncovered a criminal organization which scanned reception centers for Somalis who had been picked up at sea. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.